Okay, so this is going to be an elaboration on a video I just made about my thoughts on incels, right? And actually, I was talking about this with my girl when we were watching the Heat is Succeed guy. I was talking about it with her, about the realities. Like at the core, it's more that age-old issue, man. It's just that human long issue of like primarily the issues is wanting, right? The issue is want, like to want. WANT. In case I probably mumbled that once. WANT. The issue is want, right? Because if you didn't want something, you want to care about it. Or it's how much you want something and how much more you care about it. So with the incel thing, being frustrated because you can't find a girlfriend, blah, 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 blah. Well, yeah, because you want a girlfriend. So there's frustration in not being able to get, a spouse, a spouse in life, which, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. But with, when you talk about the philosophy side of it, the core issue is the problem of want. And now when you think about it, the first step is, the answer should obviously be is to not want. Well, then you think a little deeper and it's the next question is, well, if the problem is wanting, then I should not want. Well, then aren't I wanting to not want? And then it just like the whole thing falls apart because it's just human nature. It's what we do. It's what we do. So it's like so the I think the reality to humanity is just to one, stop comparing, because comparison is the thief of joy, and learn how to be content with with whatever you have, and find joy in whatever you have or whatever you can do in life. Find joy in that, because as long as humans has been around, that's when the frustration kicks in, is when you see somebody with something you don't have, and that's when all that shit stirs up. And one part where me and my girl we were talking about it, and I brought up like, look, I don't care if you are the prettiest girl or I was a handsome, I was the best looking guy on earth. There is always going to be somebody better than me, always. And I think that simple scenario is a very deep one to think all the way through without coming out being depressed. And I think that's what's really separating a lot of people on Earth, is to fully accept that for real. Because like I told you guys a while back, I remember when I first went to boot camp. Like when I was in Ohio, I was like, I was kind of gangster. Like I could do the most pull-ups, the most push-ups, the most sit-ups. I was gangster. And when I went to Paris Island, we got out there to work out, and it was like as far as you can see, just like thousands of other motherfuckers doing shit. I'm like, yep, that's when the reality check hit me. I was like, okay, yeah, AD, you ain't gonna be the best person, all right? So all you can do is just do the best of what you got and try to figure your way out. I hit that reality check real quick then, but the thing is, like, I think some people kind of take, if you were to bring that scenario up to some people. Like, you will not be the tallest, you will not be the smartest, you won't be the sexiest, you won't be the funniest, you won't have the most charisma. There's always going to be some guy out there who's going to be better than you. I think some guys kind of take that, they kind of take it as a personal attack, and that's not what it, and that's not what it is. And again, I think it's taken as a personal attack because society has this way of inferring that if you're not number one, like was it Ricky Bobby from Talladega Nights? If you're not first, you're last. Type of shit, right? And just like Ricky Bobby in the movie, if he wasn't first, he was just nothing, and his ego, his self-esteem, his confidence was just gone. If he wasn't first, he was last. And I think that's what the world kind of infers, especially when it comes to getting a woman. If you're not getting a woman, if you're not first, if your woman's not pretty and beautiful, or if you just don't have a girlfriend, and you're fucking trash, which is fucking stupid, man. And it goes into that other topic I had about the whole push for luxury. You have the nicest iPhone or the PlayStation 5 or a McLaren outside or live in a mansion or whatever the fuck, right? This whole push for luxury, and it also it hits that if you're not first, you're last shit, because no matter where you go, no matter what you attain in life, no matter what you do, no matter how hard you worked for it, there will always be somebody on earth who will look at you and go, oh, well, that ain't nothing. I was born with that. You know what I'm saying? There is always that person in life who will always be able to look at you, no matter how hard you worked for that job title, no matter how hard you worked for that suit you bought that's crazy expensive, no matter how much money you spent on that watch, no matter what you do in life, no matter how hard you work for it, there is always going to be somebody who's going to look at you like Jiren did in Dragon Ball Z at Goku when he first made it, like, oh, that ain't shit. You know what I'm saying? And what do you do? You know what I'm saying? What do you do about that? Like, how do you handle, like, think about it. Let's say it's this job, right? You work forever at this job to get to maintain this title and this title and this title. And you come across somebody who looks at your job title like it's nothing. How do you handle that? You know what I'm saying? Like, how do you really internalize that shit? And that's going to say, like, a lot. I mean, I guess some days you could be caught with it on a bad day or when you're in a bad mood. But, like, for real, like, you know, on the whole scheme of things, like, how will you handle that? You see, and then how you handle it kind of dictates, like, what your whole drive was the whole time. Was it really to do it so other people would recognize you for doing it? Or was it to do it just to see if you can do it? You know, or because you just naturally liked to do it. You naturally liked what it was. Maybe you got this car, but you worked your ass off for this car because you like that car. You know what I'm saying? Or but then when somebody pulls up with a hypercar and they look at your thing like, oh, get this piece of shit out of my way. Like, how does that make you feel? You know what I'm saying? Like, and why do you feel that way? So going back to the video that I forgot to elaborate on this on with the incel dude. He was saying, like, look, I will fuck a bald head bitch, a bitch with an eye patch, you know what I'm saying, bitch missing a leg or some shit like that because I'm on desperation mode. Like, see, that last part was the part that said a lot to me, it spoke a lot to me of where he ended up, you know, with that ending. Because if he had left that ending out, I could have gained the benefit, you know, of saying, okay, well, maybe he just doesn't have standards. Because some guys just don't care. They will just fuck anything on earth. They just don't care. Some guys just don't have standards. They it just doesn't bother them. They don't care. Now if it's a lack of standards because I think I'm the worst, I think I'm a piece of shit, so I don't care. Okay, now it's getting in that real touchy area of like, okay, like you know, elaborate more. Like, I want to hear more about this theory on why you're in desperation mode type of shit. Which, I mean, there's you know, relatively good, positive and negatives into that, you know, depending on how you look at it. But I think deeper, I think at some point it's inevitably going to come back to me not being good, you know, talking about him, to him not being good enough and feeling like he has to take handouts type of shit, right? Which, it's nothing really wrong with that. It's nothing wrong with it, because even then, you could still learn, you know, learn more about yourself and grow and move out of that if you, you know, once you've been in it. There's nothing really wrong about it. But I think it's just that thing, some guys could use help getting out of that by talking to other guys who will talk to them about it, like me. Like, I'll talk to you about it. And start to open more doors so you can gain more insight and start to realize, okay, like, why was I doing this because of this and this because of this? Like, oh, I get it now. And you can grow out of it at a much faster rate, you know, potentially. But yeah, now back to what I really wanted to talk about in this video was that whole thing of wanting and then also comparing shit, right? And ultimately, the message that I always try to send men is to not put so much focus into relationships with women and money. Because I was telling my girl last night this. Those two things are the things that ultimately are out of your control. And now money and relationships, right? So money, relationships, it's not in the sense that you can't pull a bitch. But what I'm saying is a relationship is out of your hands in the sense of, let's look at my mom and my dad. My mom died of cancer, you see? That relationship was out of my dad's control. Like, my girl can die in a car accident, you know, today. The relationship's out of my control. You see, this is where I'm getting at with the relationship is ultimately, the relationship, you have no control because anything can happen, dude. Like, a plane could come in and fucking, like, hit the building that she's working in right now. And, you know, so ultimately, it is out of my control. I have to accept that shit. You see, and I think to fully accept that you aren't in control is damn near when you get in control type of thing. That's what a lot of philosophers will fight you with that. Well, that will be their fight, is that to lose control is when you get control type of thing. But and also with money, money is another one of those things that it works in the same way. You ultimately aren't in control. Like money, a black card is not going to save you in all situations. Okay, like so for example, a perfect example, not using a black card, but just money for an example. I told a story a while back when I was living in this small town called Česká Lípa, about an hour and a half north of Prague, where I'm living now. And in those small towns, like they'll close down early or just close for the day. And, because they have their own holidays there that they may not fully recognize in Prague, but they recognize them in smaller areas. So what happened one year, it was around Christmas time. Now, at the time, I'd be getting disability from the country because they fucking made me mad and I did that shit. And I know I could get it. So I was getting this. I was getting about $1,000 a month from them. And then I was getting the military benefits and Chapter 31 benefits, right? So I had, at the time, I was bringing in, at that time, for literally just sitting at home all day, I was literally bringing in probably about $5,000 a month, right? Yeah, it would equal out to about $4,000 or $5,000 a month, like literally just sitting at home, right? Doing nothing, right? At this time, because how everything was kind of playing out, it all kind of just hit this, relatively comfortable spot, right? Here's the thing. My rent in Česká Lípa was $200 a month. But guess what happened? The money was in America. The money was in the U.S., right? And I always had to transfer the money through either some type of app or something to get it here. Well, guess what? The apps and shit weren't working. And Western Union, I could even have, so I called my dad, I told him what happened. And he's like, yo, I can send you money, just tell me where to send it. I was just Western Union. Well, he couldn't Western Union it because the offices were closed, right? So I had all this money sitting in North America that I could not get to myself in Czech Republic to pay my $200 rent. And this is why I try to tell guys, and I tell my girl, when it's your time to be fucked up, it's your time to be fucked up. It doesn't matter how much money you're going to have. It don't matter if you and you wearing a helmet and a bumper car. When it's your time to be fucked up, that roof will collapse on your ass and that helmet ain't going to do shit, right? Right? It's that thing you got to accept that, don't get me wrong. Don't just piss away all your money on prostitutes and drugs. Try to save, and try to fight. But ultimately, you got to accept that higher reality of when it's your time to be fucked up, there's nothing you can do. So I think to go on about that story when I was in Česká Lípa, I remember it got to a point I literally had $5 in my Czech bank account. I had 100-something crowns, $5 in my account. And at that point, it was looking like it was going to be 2 weeks until I'd be able to get money sent here to me. It was looking like that in that small town, right? So I remember I went to the grocery store to go buy lentils, which I don't have a problem. I like lentils. I don't have a problem eating lentils. I went, go to buy the cheapest shit that would last as long as I can cook at home. And when I was in the grocery store, no shit, I go in there, I look at the ground, and it's the equivalent of about $40 just laying on the ground. And usually I would have picked it up and taken it back. But again, I only had $5 for weeks in a country where I don't speak the language at all. And I'm alone. I picked that shit up and I just bought all food with it, dude. I bought food with it. All food with it. Right. And food that would last. I remember when I went home, I was I was running. I was, all the money was gone again. I had about $5. At this point, I literally had $5. So I had $2 in my pocket. And I remember I went to this casino. Because every night, if I had an extra dollar or two, I would go to the casino and just gamble it. And sometimes I'd win, sometimes I'd lose. I pretty much broke even up to this point, right? And I remember I gambled at the slot machine, and I ended up winning $200. And I remember I went and told the guy, because I remember I was fucked up. I was look, wait a minute, does that say, there's 5,000 Czech crowns. Does that say 5,000? Is that right? I had to pull out the translator. I was wait a minute, that can't be right. I went and got the guy. So yeah, he said, yeah. You won. I'll be right back. And he went back and he got the money and gave it to me. And I ran out of there. I'm not getting ready to gamble that shit and lose it all back. I ran out of there. I remember I got a beer. I called my dad. And I told him what, because my dad was worried. He was worried about me because he couldn't, because there was nothing he could do. Because like I said earlier, he couldn't send me any money. I didn't need him to send. I had the money, but I couldn't get it to myself, and he couldn't send me money because the situation. Couldn't even Western Union tell me. Putting in PayPal wouldn't have worked. Western Union wouldn't have worked. He couldn't send it through the bank. That wouldn't have worked because we tried that, and American banks can't do that to European banks. At least mine couldn't. It doesn't even have the same number to even do it. It's, I forget the number. It doesn't even use the same format to even do it. So at least that's what we believe. Maybe y'all might know something I don't know. But at the time, we couldn't do it. So he was worried about me because he was just nothing he could do. And it was nothing I could do except just, you know, survive. And that's what happened. But the moral of the story is when it's your time to be fucked up, dude, that black card ain't going to save you. All right. When it's your time to be fucked up, that McLaren ain't going to save you. Or that Rolex watch ain't going to save you. You see, when it's your time to be fucked up, it's just going to be your time to be fucked up. And you just got to live with the blows of life. For real. That's it, man. That was the moral of that story. But anyway, go back to the original topic on the elaboration of the dude, man. Like, no matter how high you're going to make it in life, right? No matter how high you're going to go, there's always going to be somebody who's going to look at you and think it ain't shit, right? So my advice for that topic is to reevaluate what you're doing and why you're doing it, what you're doing in life and why you're doing it. Like, don't be ashamed because you work at McDonald's. Don't be ashamed because you live at home, or don't be ashamed because you've been making $50,000 for the last 6 years and ain't got a raise in the last 6 years. Don't be ashamed of that shit, dude. Like, it's just your life, and be and find contentment and happiness in your life, dude. Like, just you know, don't be ashamed of because your girlfriend ain't as pretty as your friend's girlfriend is. Because here's the thing, man. That's another side of it I want to talk about. Well, I did touch on it earlier. No matter how pretty a woman is, dude, there's always going to be another woman prettier. And here's the thing. Even when that one bitch is pretty, well, guess what? She ain't going to be pretty for too long, because that's not, you know, that's a lot. That really ain't a real asset to have in, you know, in long term for a bitch to be pretty, because she's going to run out. I'm thinking of this story right this time right now. When I was in Chescalipa, and I would go to this candy store. They sold like candies and teas and chocolates and shit like that. And I remember, and I was friends with the workers and the owners who worked in there. Matter of fact, when I went up there with my girl, I ain't been up there in years. And as soon as they see me, they said, Wendell. Like, they remember my name like that. Like, I ain't even see, they see me first and like, it remembered me like that. But I remember one time I went in there, and it was this woman. I told my girl this story. She could speak English. Because she said she had lived in the UK for, you know, like five or eight years or something like that. She lived in the UK for eight. She told me she lived in the UK for 8 or 5 years. And then that she moved to Prague, and she had worked in Prague for a while, right? And she said that she just got tired of living in Prague because she was spending all her money on rent, and she had no money to do anything else with. Like, she couldn't save, but she saved nothing the entire time, had nothing to show for all her time there. And it was sad, right? Because when you seen her, like, you know what I'm saying, you had that red pill knowledge, you knew the reality of it. She told me she was 37. Now, she was at least 40, at minimum 45, right? At minimum 45. And, I mean, if you just do the math on the time that she told me that when she told me that she lived in the UK and was working and then moved to Prague and was working, you can do the math right there until she was lying. But, you know, bitches, they don't think like that. and this is a story I told my girl. It was really sad because she had the lip fillers, you know, where they look like where they inject the Botox shit or whatever the fuck in their lips and like that. But the thing was, like, the rest of her skin was drooping. So her skin was drooping, but she had these, you know, these duck lips. And she's trying to, and she's fucking, and she told the story how she bounced around the UK in Prague. So She was like you could read between the lines. She was one of those bimbos who thought she would, you know, fuck her way into some shit and end up with nothing. You know what I'm saying? And end up running back to a small town to live. And like, and again, I don't know if I talked in my channel about this or not, but out in Europe, like them small towns and villages, like, out here in Europe, them small towns and villages, those people get looked down upon out here because like they're looked at as being like simple minded and shit like that. So like when a woman, like when she goes out and she lives in these, you know, in these main cities like Prague or England, I'm sorry, Prague or London, they live, they get to live out here, and then they end up going back to these small towns and small villages, you know, out in Central and Eastern Europe. That's a low blow for them, man. That's a hard blow for her, especially when she's now visibly older, and now she comes back as she's visibly older and fucked up type of shit. That's a low blow, man. shit like that, those are the sides, like, you never see that. See, because women don't post that on social media. You ain't gonna see that side of it. For the incel dudes, like, you never see that side of it. Because I'm elaborating on that video I made about the incels. The incels, you only see the mainstream media where all you see is beauty, 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 perfect, 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 beauty, beauty, beauty. See, you never ask questions on you know, what happened to that badass bitch who used to be working in the center and had that beautiful car and beautiful house and had the perfect makeup. See, you never give it a second thought of what happened to her 15 years later. 10 to 15. You never think about that. You'll never think about it is because these women never talk. They never post that side of it. You see, you're not going to see that. See, these bitches I just told you about when I came across when she was living in England and Prague. See, she's not posting that part of her life when she's run down and beat up and had to run back home. Because she's older and she has nothing to show for the last 20 years of bouncing on cock. She has nothing. She's not going to post that on Instagram. See, that's another reason why, like, see, this whole current upflow in incels also happened to come along with this social media, influx in social media shit. Where women were showing all these perfect, perfect, perfect. And all it did was just further push down men into believing that all women have it all. And they'll always have it all because that's all you see. And so if I go on social media right now, that's all you'll see. All you'll see is gangster cars and beautiful women walking down Paris. That's all you'll see. And if I go on Instagram, that's all you'll see. Cause you never know. I remember there's a few bitches I watched just to see this shit. Bitches repost pictures from like 5 years ago. They do that. They'll repost pictures from 5 and 6 years ago and post them like they just did it last week when they used to look good and all this shit. Bitches do like they're fucking. This is what I be trying to tell y'all motherfuckers all the time, man. Bitches are fucking pathetic. Even if you are ugly as fuck or whatever. See, those guys, they have sisters, brothers, whatever the fuck that got them in that back door. They got motherfuckers you got to get in that back door of seeing the reality. And I hope my channel does a good job at exposing that, the realities of what they really doing and what it really means, what they say type of shit. So you see, like they're really pathetic, dude. Like, to elaborate on that incel shit, like, women are nothing to be worshipped. If anything, like, they're more embarrassing. Most women's tool in life to fight is how pretty she's gonna look, and then that's gonna dictate where she's going to go and what she's gonna do and who she's gonna try to think she could fuck over and shit like that. That's it, man. That whole dream of marriage and a loyal family and all that for like legitimate, you know, noble reasons, that's purely on your side as a man, right? That's purely on your side. Women, most cases, that shit, she knows that that's in your head. So she'll feed that to you when she's run out of options or whatever the fuck. Maybe she figures she's getting older or maybe in her circle of women, she's the ugly woman in her circle of women. So now her self-esteem's been beaten down to, you know, normal levels type of shit. But yeah. Anyway, that's the video, man. I'm gonna let y'all go. I'm gonna try to live stream tonight if everything works out. So yeah, I ramble a lot as always, but yeah, thanks for watching. Thanks for everybody who watches anything I make, man. For real, it means a lot. But yeah, I'm out of here. Y'all have a good day, man. Bye.